Hey, happy day. Back in 1963, in the Popular Science magazine, they had a picture and a whole bunch of verbiage about oil. How to dispose of the oil out of your car. Disposing of used engine oil can be a problem. Solution: dig a hole in the ground with a postal digger and fill it with fine gravel and pour in the oil. It'll be absorbed into the ground before your next oil change. Cover the spot with soil and have a happy day, right? And then kind of fast forward, and you get all the environmentalists and all the crazy people standing around saying, you can't do that. And how dare you? The environment stuff was just kind of beginning to kind of get its own legs, I guess, in the 70s, late 70s, 80s. And it was probably, I think maybe the late 80s, could have even been the early 90s, when I bought many, I don't even remember the number, old plants. They were Canada Packers plants from Maple Leaf Foods in Canada. I think I bought 10 of them or 12 of them or something. I don't know. Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, Lethbridge, a whole bunch of different places. And these are huge places. and you didn't have to have an environmental study or anything when you got financing back then. But it was beginning, okay? And I'll never forget in Winnipeg, and it was like 600,000 square feet, this huge empty building, and all of a sudden some government guy came and he said, "What's that on the ground?" And I said, "Well, it looks like gasoline, looks like oil. I mean, they used to have trucks come in here all of the time, duh." Anyway, it cost me millions. I don't remember. I don't want to remember, many millions of dollars, and I should have had this little picture then and said, "What about this? I just want to dig a little hole and pour oil in it." That's where it came from, by the way. It came from the ground. I think it's overdone now, overreached, overdone, pick your verbiage. The BC Wills, BC, British Columbia, BC Wills Variation Act allows judges to change a will to make sure that it's adequate, just and equitable. The only place in the world, there's one other place, New Zealand. That's where they adopted it from, the commies in British Columbia. So if you live in BC and you have a will and you die, the will goes to a committee of goofs, and they look at it and say, "Well, that's not very fair. You know, he should have left more money here and there," and they actually have the right to change it. And people don't know that until they die. So it's something you should maybe pay attention to if you live in British Columbia when you're living. Best to do stuff when you're alive. It is stupid. It's beyond stupid. Sometimes it may not be fair. People may not think that. I've got three children. I don't like one of them, so I leave money to two of them and not the third. That's not nice, but isn't it my choice? As long as I'm of sane mind. And I have five kids, so we're okay. It doesn't apply to me. But then the judge sits and says, "That's not fair." And there's cases on record where they redistribute the money and they divide it equally amongst the three children. Who the heck are they? I mean, these goofs. Did they make the money? Is it their right to go out and decide where it goes? Of course it isn't. Okay, we have, with regard to pipelines in Canada, Bill C-69, it makes a process of building pipelines and other major energy projects so complex that it's hard to even understand. It's kind of like you could have a hamburger, but I got all these bars in front of the restaurant and a whole bunch of guns aimed at you. Ha ha, have a nice time. So it makes it very difficult, and that's what the government's doing. But the point here is that they also put in some verbiage that says, "The intersection of sex and gender with other identity factors are critically important," right? Only the Trudeau government could talk about that. Gay people, what's that got to do with building the pipeline? I think he's saying you're just supposed to hire gay people. I don't know what they're saying, but they confuse it. They do that with everything that they do. I doubt they've even got jaywalking tickets anymore, unless it says, you know, sign here if you're gay or you're this or that. What are you? Vancouver recently had a pride parade. That would be a homosexual parade. And Justin Trudeau, the prime mistake of Canada, of course he went. He goes to all of these parades. It's like he doesn't have a job. It's like he's got nothing to do. Why does he go to parades? It's a mystery. And then he goes on to say, "This is important to be here because I show that I stand in favor of human rights and in defense of Canadians." In defense. Defense usually means that somebody's attacking you and you have to defend yourself. I'm not clear on what he means. And then he goes on to say further, "It's unfortunate that there are still some party leaders to who want to be prime minister." Of course, he's referring to the conservative one, Mr. Scheer, "who choose to stand with people who are intolerant instead of standing with the gay community." In other words, Scheer didn't attend and won't attend gay pride parades. So that means he's standing with intolerant people instead of standing with the gay community. That's just ridiculous. What does that mean? It means that the Prime Minister of Canada doesn't have a mind. That's what it means. I mean, I think he took an IQ test recently and it came back negative. That's dumb stuff. You can't say because you don't come to a parade that you're standing with everybody who hates gay people. You're supposed to go to a parade, I guess, years ago to show your support. They got everybody's support. They have the laws now that support them. They have the same laws as you and me and all straight people. And I don't know what do they want? What is a prime minister of our country doing going into a parade? I know I've said it already. I got to say it again. Don't you have work to do? Must be something else you can do. Here you got a bunch of communists in the United States of America. Socialists at a convention last weekend. One delegate complained of sensory overload and said, hey, you're calling people guys and things. Hey, comrade. They used the verbiage. Comrade, it's coming to a country near you. Hey, comrade, don't refer to us as men or guys. What are you? I got words for that. You all come back tomorrow and you'll hear some more words from me from the right. See ya.